My policy is Khumsan.
Yes. Okay. So
what
did I say?
To go to May Rome.
We left last week. The rule of Rashi is difficult. Rashi. We're trying to learn out and Shkita Minatzaber from the parish of Nesachim. It says Baruch Me'Aron Akayines and Nesachim. And besides Nesachim, it says separately the Rosh and the Pader. I want to know why does that have to say it separately? So where it says Elamai, the Rosh wasn't part of the Nesachim. Why? It says V'Hipshah Sa'ila V'Nitach. So problem, the way it's simple reading of the Gemara, the only time, only the Nesachim that you bring up on the Mizbeach, and the Nesachim that were B'chlal Hafshata, the Nesachim that were subject to skinning of the Or. Nayan the Rabbis the Roish, and therefore the Roish was Nismayit. That's why Nis HaParsha that as Roishai as Pedro. Now, the question is, why exactly was the Rosh Nismayit from Nesachim? Okay, so Rashi started off telling me that we need the Hivshit v'nitach. Okay, Amela, the Rosh is not b'chal of Shatah, Rashi said, because the head's already chopped off. Yeah, the head's already chopped off. For some reason, that makes it not b'chalal hafshata, Shlomo. And once it's not b'chalal hafshata, the male is not b'chalal v'nitach. That's why it's not b'chalal nesachim. Okay. And then Rashi goes on to say, give you a different reason why it's not b'chalal hafshit. You can marshal the sugi in zvachim, the mission in zvachim, even for a different pasuk, that the tzemer, and Tzemer, Shabrosh, HaKvasim, etc. All that Shem, Hidra, HaKayin, HaKol, that all goes on his back. So you see that, you see from there, the Tzemer of the Rosh, yeah, the Tzemer on the Rosh, obviously, that going up, obviously, you didn't skin the head. So, what's going on in Rashi? Rashi seems to say two different things. First, Rashi says, the reason why it's not B'chal of Shata is because he chopped it off. Then the end Rashi says, Nam Chalav Shad goes to the Mishnah. Okay, so that's why this Rashi is extremely difficult. There's something wrong with this Rashi. Okay, so now, so yes, last week we said, the bottom line Rashi, forget about how to read the Rashi, but the bottom line is Mechlekes, the Marsha, and the Maram. How to understand what Lamais is the problem over here. Masha says, just quickly. Masha says, when Rashi says in the beginning, Shaihutas, he says that's not the reason why it's not b'chal of Shata. Okay, why need one, right? If you're telling me that the hutas itself, why isn't this? The svar of hutas alone is the svar, says Rashi. If it was hutas, yeah, so then it's not b'chal nesachim because it's already cut. That's why it's not b'chal nesachim. If you're telling me it's a svar, yeah, it's hutas, so then that itself is a svar. Them came, but loy drasha the hacha havei lachukei shekmar hutas. Sorry, the Darosh ain't the B'chal of Shata, and I'm sorry, says this is not B'chal of Shata, that we know from the Gemara and Zvachim. That we know from the Gemara and Zvachim. Right? Darosh ain't B'chal of Shata, and Hikta Kain HaKol. The Rashi says at the end. Aval Sharei Hutas, who tam, the Lahach Yitzchak of the Rabbi, is the Rosh B'chal Richu, Mishum Sharei Hutas. But bottom line, Masha says that the hutas does not impact on the hapshat like Rashi's mashma. Hutas is svar by itself. Who does svar by itself? Why is not b'chal nesachim? Because it's reicha. That's how Mashal learns Ma'is and Rashi. And Ram says, no, Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi says that the hutas is impacts on the hafshata. It's not b'chal hafshata because it's hutas. Memela, that's why it's not, that's why you need a separate pasuk. Now, the Ramban, we'll just do the Ramban. The Ramban is very important in Rashi over here in his own pshat. It's also going to go through it.
Hey, who says that it impacts hafshata? The Maram?
That's a simple pshat in Rashi, right? Oh. The fact that it's hutas, Rashi says. Because if hivshat v'nitach, okay, yeah. Only what's b'chal hafshata is b'chal v'nitach. Mm-hmm. And the roish is not b'chal hafshata. Why? Shaharei hutas, Rashi says. Shaharei hutas. So Maram reads Rashi Kapshuta. Okay? And what is it with the Gemara at the end? He says, no, Rashi's not quoting the sayer of the Rashi only being down Lagabe the Karnai. Right? Which is Shver, yeah. So but according to Maram, bottom line in Rashi, yeah? The hutas affects the hafshata. A male is not. It's not nichal v'hivshat v'nitach. A male. That's when he said pasuk. Now the Ramban comes like this. Pirush Rashi, okay. And the Ramban is goyers at the end of Rashi. Not like Maram wants to say. He's goyers at the end of Rashi. We're talking about the sar. Okay. We have Gemara in Zvachim that says why is there's no hafshata. By the head is because it says call even the sar, yeah, like Rashi says at the end, right? Let's read the Ramban, okay. First Rashi, Ainly shekruim nisachim elo sheyeshnon bechlal hafshata. The chsiv v'hipshit v'nitach v'gabe richa nami chsiv nisachim. So the Rav one pasuk tells me v'hipshit v'nitach, yeah. What's called nisachim v'hipshit v'nitach. And then it says, you do that, you bring it up on the Mizbeach, and Nisachim, Hanav Shatim come out. It says, you're the Nisachim. What's called Nisachim? Nisachim that were Nifshat. First, the Torah tells me what's called Nisachim. Nifshat Benita. That's the process. And then it tells me, what do you do with those Nisachim? You bring it up. Menayin the rabbis, la rochas, a roish, a karhutas, perish rashi, veinim klav shata. Elo karav, kemoisho, kidamrin, vizachim. So now, back there on Banabon, Kash, and Rashi. What are you talking about? According to you, yeah? If the reason why, you're telling me at the end of the Rashi, you're marshaling the Gemara in Zvachim, yeah, Shlomo, the reason why it's not Baklal Havshata is because it says, Vehikta, he has the Pasuk, whatever, the point is, the Pasuk is Marba the Sayer. If we Marba the here on top of the head, obviously you haven't stripped the R, yeah? Okay. So the reason why the head is not b'chal hafshata, you don't skin the head, is because of the Gemara and Zvachim. That's what Rashi says. If that's true, then for crying out loud, screams the Ramban, how do we know that had really not mir that has to be chopped off? That the yishach from the simanim, the shechit is the simanim, and mei l'tutas. How do we see? Why need a pasuk, a separate pasuk that you mark to the Rosh? Why need a separate pasuk? Because there's no hafshat on the Rosh. How do I know there's no hafshat on the Rosh? Not because it's chopped off. How do I know there's no hafshat on the Rosh? Because it says you bring up you mark the Seir. The Gemara is Zvachim. The Mishnah is Zvachim. The Kanayim and the Seir. The Seir of the head. So that's how you know there's no hafshat. Because you mark the Seir. Obviously you didn't skin it, right? You have to mark the Seir separately after you skin it, right? So therefore, that's what we know. That's what we know. It's not b'chal shata. If it's not b'chal shata, b'meil is not b'chal benita. It says v'hifshet benita. If it's not b'chal shata, it's not b'chal benita. If it's not b'chal benita, b'meil you need to have a pasuk that you mark of it. But where do we see b'chal that shchit is minatzavar that hutas? Where does hutas come in over here? Where does hutas come? Where do we see that with hutas? Hutas roisha. Why do you need to have a pasuk to be makrovit? Because it's not b'chal shata. How do you know it's not b'chal shata? The gemara with the zvachim. Once it's not b'chal shata, then it's not b'chal v'nita. V'hivshit v'nita. No, where do you see any hutas? It's not b'chal shata in zvachim. And there's a formula. V'hivshit v'nita. What's called benitach? Only something that's mechal shata. The head is not mechal shata. Male is not mechal benita. Male is not mechal arach. The male he needs that pasuk that the rush and the pidroi. Isaiah practice Ramban. The bomb kash and Rashi. Yeah. But if you take Rashi at the end, literally, yeah. And you don't dray around like the Maram does and say that Rashi is not talking about the hair. And Rashi is talking about the hair. If Rashi is talking about the hair, then the whole Gemara makes no sense. That's Ramban's kashan Rashi. Therefore, Ramban himself learns differently. And he says, Mindachsiv, v'hifshit es ha'oyla v'nitach, okay? Mekul ha'oyla mashu. In other words, mashma that everything is bechal. This parasha behifshit es ha'ayla v'nitach. With everything, the whole ayla is nechlal in this directive of hifshit v'nitach. Even that, right? Now, so therefore, you read the pasuk v'nitach behifshit es ha'ayla v'nitach. It's mashma the whole ayla. You take the whole behema, you skin it, and you cut it up. And you put on mizbech. Yeah? It says mashma, the Rosh is b'chal of shata. The Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk. The Gemara in Zvachim says the Rosh is not b'chal of shata. Fake news. There's no such Gemara. That's only a libidemis.
How could you say
the
beginning
there
was a
Gemara? I'll say it again. I was dramatizing it. He says, if not for the Hemshech of our Gemara, then the Mishnah in Zvachim it does learn out from the pasuk that you are makriv the seir. That's fake. Okay, meaning, I mean, we also learn out tlofim and horns, karnayim and tlofim, the horns and the hooves. So maybe if we'll read the pasuk pshuta. The hipsha v'nitach and it's going in the head also. Tes, hipsha is going the whole oil. The pasuk is marba something. It's marba the hair. Obviously not mafshit. No, that's in maskana. Now, if we're reading chumash, we'll say that the pasuk that's marba is only marba horns and hooves. They put on the mizbeach. But the hair, right? There is pashit. And here you inside. Here you don't put on. There's apshata. There is apshata. Here you're not putting on. You're doing your mafshit the rush. That's what I would have said. Okay. If I'm just reading the pasuk kapshutai, I won't come to maskana like we have in Zvachim. That's only afterwards. But kefir pasuk pshat the pasuk behivshit es ha'oyla v'nitach. And what's it then? You mafshit the whole oil, including the head. And therefore the hair doesn't go on the mizbeach. The gemara in Zvachim is marba. No. At this stage, that won't be true. The hair of the head will not go on the mizbeach. Only the hooves will be marba. The one pasuk is marba. Yeah, it doesn't have to be marba everything, right? It's only once we're going to establish that it's no afshata, then we can marba the hair. Okay, but first we have to establish no afshata. Pasuk pshat there is afshata. Pasuk pshat the hair is not going under that. What are we being marba? Only hair, hooves and horns. Okay, minayin the rabbis up. Now, Hashta Kamar Tana. Now let's read our Gemara. Ainli Ella, Ainli Bechlal Haracha. Yeah, El Nesachim Sheyeshnam Bechlal Havshata. Shachakach Menateach Bayrach Isa. Only what you do Havshata, only something that Shayach, yeah, that's Bechlal Havshata, in other words, that if a Hibshit Venitach, what's b'chal avshata? Something that you do a nitach to. V'hivshiv v'nitach. This is in the Kudin Ramban, it's important. It goes both ways. Rashi said it, v'hivshiv v'nitach. Whatever is b'chal avshata is b'chal v'nitach. The Ramban said it goes both ways. V'hivshiv v'nitach, that means something that's b'chal v'nitach is b'chal avshata. It goes both ways. Package deal. It means whatever is b'chal v'nitach is b'chal avshata. So me'ela, Ain liela bchalal haracha, ela nesach b'sheshem bchal avshata, shachakach menateich b'ayrgaisam, menayin lerabbis haroish, sheena bchal avshata. Why not bchal avshata? Mishum shekvar minutachu shekvar hutas. Says the Ramban, what the Gemara is saying is that since the head is already chopped off, that's going to be right. We see that you shecht from the saver. The head's already chopped off. If the head's already chopped off, then it's not b'chal v'efshit. Then it's not b'chal v'efshit because it's v'efshit v'nitach. Something that's already chopped off, there's no v'efshit. V'efshit is only on something that there'll be v'nitach. But something that you're not going to do v'nitach, there's no v'efshit either. It goes backwards. Yeah? Tam alayim as a raish. So still, I'm like, okay, so you don't put that up b'chal. Because it's not b'chal v'shata. So mela, it's not b'chal. What goes in mizbech? What goes in mizbech? What was behifshit v'nitach? That goes in mizbech. If it was not b'chal v'shata, because it's not b'chal v'nitach, mela doesn't go in mizbech. Tamulay mer, no, raish. Eser raish. Rash takim, mash hutzel chorab eser raish. Oh, so now, l'kachan ol'meidim shekvar huta. V'chim v'shkar huta, l'kirim behifshit v'nitach. Okay? Shrei, Munutach met mekaru ha'u. Riba is kazla racha. Alma, shchita menat saver. Fine. Buddha is beshchita hu. Uma, mahash de adinon, chira bachman es reishoi, de mash murab es tafla reishoi. Ein zirach loy mer or, shere ein b'chal v'hefshin. Ela, afilu tzema shebezokin t'yashma karnai. Says Ramban, once I tell you, yeah, that, once I'm marbe the roish l'punisachim, right? Al meshchitim natzav. Fine. Umahash yedinon chirab rachmanes roishoy. The mashma l'rabbis hatafel l'roishoy. Ain't tzarich maimer or. So once we're marbe the roish, okay? So the roish is not b'chal nisachim. The roish is not b'chal v'shata. Why? Because it's not b'chal v'nitach. Okay? So even though it's not b'chal v'shata v'nitach, still the story says put it on. We already established it's not b'chal v'shata.
How do you establish it?
Because it's the hifshe v'nitach. It's not b'chal nitach with zutas. It's not b'chal v'nitach. That's in fact, if we need a pasuk to marba, they put on the mizbech b'chal, right? If it wasn't hutas, then it's b'chal v'hifshe v'nitach. Okay, if we need a set pause, we're going backwards. It must be. It's not b'chal v'hivshet v'nitach. Why not? Because it's already hutas. And meila, this is the k'nature of the Ramban. The meila, it's already. Meila, it's not b'chal v'hivshet. That's what we know. There's no hivshata, because not b'chal v'nitach. It's not b'chal v'hivshet v'nitach. If it's not b'chal v'nitach, it's not b'chal v'hivshet. The hivshet is only on something that you do nitach on. That's the k'nature of the Ramban over here, which is not so blatant in the Ramban, but it's there. And it's there in all the Shem, it's there in the Ramban and the Rajbals. Okay? Mamela. So that remains. That's not b'chal v'shata. Because it's not b'chal v'nitach. El ma'atar is marba. Anyway, put it on. Reishoy tells you put it on. Oh, so now, when we're marba, the tafel of Reish, so now we ask ourselves, should we limit it to the horns? Or should we marba the seir also? So now it comes along the Gemara in Zvachim, Mishnah Zvachim, and says, once I know that the Roish is not B'chal v'hivshit, because it's not B'chal v'nitach, so now, when I have a puzzle that's Marba the Tuffle, I say, it's not only Marba horn, it's also Marba Sayer. So now, at this stage of the Gemara, now we can open the Gemara in Zvachim, look at the Mishnah, and now it makes sense, it's Marba the Sayer. But if we would have read if not for this Arbreis over here, then the mission in Zvach would never have existed. If we would read the Pasuk of Pshuta, the Hifshit, the Nitach, I saw Ayla, the whole Ayla, including the head. So then we'll be Marba the here. Okay? We Marba the Tlafim. We Marba the horns, but not the here. Okay? But now that we say that's not B'chal the Hifshit, so now, it means the skin is still there, and you still bring it back, you still bring it on Mizbeach. Okay, now what does Tafel Arosh mean? The Tafel is the hair. That's the Pshat Nirban, Kaval the Pshat Nirzuya. Okay? Now, so then he wanted to try to explain Rashi. He said, Rashi is difficult. Nirban tries to explain it. It doesn't really fit that well into the Shari's of Rashi, I don't think. But that's what the Ran explains, and that's how the Ran, you know that you're in trouble when the Ran says, Pirish lepirushai. Yeah? When it's a Pirish lepirushai, then, you know, don't try reading it into the words, okay? If I have to tell you, you know, it's a Pirish lepirushai, then, okay, just accept what it says, but right, to move on. Lashon Rashi, yesh l'sake. Yesh l'sake. We can fix him up. We'll do a job on him. Yeah, and as you read Kipshuta, he said before, we're stuck. Yeah. Oh. Shim Lehutas, again, Kashin Rashi was, yeah, how do we see from here they need a tasa? How do you see Nihutas? Maybe the reason why we need a pasuk for the Rosh is because not b'chalav shata. Why is not b'chalav shata? Rashi says the Gemara and in Zvachim. If it's not b'chalav shata, Rashi tells the formula. V'hifshit v'nitach. If it's not b'chalav hifshit, it's not b'chalav v'nitach. It's not b'chalav v'nitach. Therefore, it's not b'chalav aracha. So where do we see hutas? Where does hutas come in? We have we can read all the psukim without chopping the head off.
Why is that v'nitach?
Because it says v'hifshit v'nitach. We go the other way. You need the hivshat in order to be v'nitach. Okay, since it's not the hivshat because of zvachim. Okay, even the hair, so obviously it's not hivshat. If it's not hivshat, then it's not. There's no v'nitach because you need the hivshat in order to have v'nitach. If it's not the hivshat and v'nitach, therefore you wouldn't be nichlal in harach of nisachim. It's not called nisachim. It's not hivshat v'nitach. It's not nitach. No, you do it anyway, right? Okay, so where do we see that it's chopped off? How do you see the shechita is chopping its head off? Don't see that. That's the kash. He says, Yesh l'sakim, shim lehutas, af mish eine b'chal hefshit, al karcha b'chal v'nitach. V'akum nesachim k'siv v'aruchu. So in other words, v'ash l'kar hutas, v'enim b'chal z'akas, v'chal v'hefshit v'loy v'nituach. So their mind's a little bit cryptic over here. The Ran is made a little bit better, and the Ran says, it seems, it's also not so clear, but it seems what the Rishonim are saying, that's Rashi, is that I would have thought that either one works. Again, don't try to put it to Rashi. I would have thought that either, in order that it should be b'chal, haracha, yeah, v'aruchu, it need either v'hifshit or v'nita. Okay? Either v'hivshit or v'nitach. If v'hivshit v'nitach, not they need both. Either one is good. Okay? So now, just because it's not b'chal v'hivshit, does not mean that's not b'chal v'nitach. If that's not b'chal v'hivshit, I'm not b'mzach. But still, maybe it still got it. Maybe it's still b'chal v'nitach. Okay? Still b'chal v'nitach. And therefore, we b'chal aracha. Right? So why in the pasuk? Why in the pasuk that the Rosh separate? Teretz is, Elamai is a Gemara, if you're Rashi, it's Muchach, that's already chopped off. So it's not b'chal v'nitach. And Mela, since it's neither b'chal v'nitach, nor b'chal v'hivshit, so Mela, there's no reason why you should be makrovit. Elamai, that's why we need Rosh. What? So it seems in Ramban that not like the Pshut of Rashi, because the Pshut of Rashi says v'hevshit v'nitach, that the only something that's b'chal v'hevshit is b'chal v'nitach, right? What's that? Only something that's b'chal v'hevshit is b'chal v'nitach. If that's true, and we're keeping the end of Rashi, that with the Maran Zvachim says it's not b'chal v'hevshit. So if it's not b'chal v'hevshit, automatically it's not b'chal v'nitach, and that's when you're passing. Okay, so the Ramban and the Ran seem to be saying otherwise, that Batsam, either one, either v'hivshit or v'nitach, would be enough that it's b'chal v'aruch.
And since the Torah is being marveled, the Rosh, we see it's not part of v'nitach.
Yes, because even though it's not b'chal v'shata, if the din would be v'nitach is going on the whole oila, v'nitach by itself, v'nitach is by itself. There's v'hivshit, the whole oila, and there's v'nitach, two separate things. And on that, the pasuk says, you bring on the mizbeach. So it's a winding pasuk for Rosh. I lechar is b'chal v'nitach. It's not b'chal v'hivshit, it's b'chal v'nitach. Elamayim, no. It's not b'chal v'nitach. Why is it not b'chal v'nitach? Because it's hutas. So now, it's nishtin nishtaher. It's neither the Hivshit, that we know from Zvachim, and it's not part of a Nitach. Why? Because it's already chopped off. So now, there's nothing, no reason why, there's no in this pasuk of Hivshit and Nitach. You need at least one of them, and you have neither. Therefore, it shouldn't go up on the Mizbeach. So why is it? It should go on the Mizbeach. That's why Terry said no. That's what you're supposed to tell me. No, it goes up anyway. Because the Gemara is Marib the Seir. According to Rambam, we're only Marib the Seir after our Gemara. After we know that it's not, that Vinitach tells me it's not Bechal, Hutas tells me it's not Bechal Hifshit, then we're Marib the Seir. Right? But according to Rash didn't say that. Rash said right away, right in the beginning of Gemara, right? Stam as a Dove Pashut, as Dove, we're Marib the Seir. If we're Marib the Seir, it's not Bechal Hifshit. That Rishonim are coming with a dove of Pasha and Rashi, that before everything, it's not Bechal of Shata. Right? So that's a big problem. It's not Bechal of Shata because of Zvachim, then Mel not Bechal Nitach, anyway you don't bring it up. That's what Rishonim have to say, no. And that's at the Mechalik between the Vehivshit and the Venitach, and either one would be a reason enough that Shbichal Bechal and Zvachim. Okay? And that we say... Now we say, by the oif, we have neither. It's not Hifshit and it's not Benitach. Therefore, there's no reason to bring it up in the Mizbeach. You don't have the beginning of Hifshit, Benitach, and then the Archu. So therefore, you wouldn't bring it up. Kamash Malon, you do. But Mamelo, we see that it must be Hutaz, but otherwise it would be Bechal and Sachim, even though it's not Bechal and Hifshit. No, because according to Rashi, he understands there's a connection. The Nitach, the Hifshit, the Nitach, the Rabban understands there's a connection over there. They're telling each other.
But if Rashi makes no sense, so therefore we have to.
Right. If Rashi is stuck. No, Pasha says the Hifshit, the Nitach. That's the problem. Because the Hifshit, the Nitach. The fact that it says the Nitach doesn't bother us, because we say it's Hudas.
No, I'm saying it says the Hifshit is Ariel, the Nitach.
Correct. It's saying the Hifshit Venitach. There's a connection of Hifshit and the Venitach. That the Rambam understands that means that something that's not Bechal Venitach is not Bechal Hifshit. The Hifshit is on something that is going to be Venitach. If there's not going to be Venitach, then there's no Afshata either. That's how the Rambam's learning the Pasuk. Okay? And that's why, yeah? If we say Hutaz, which is what Gemara is trying to say, then it's not Bechal Hifshit. If it's not Bechal Avshata, then it's not Bechal Avarchel. According to the Ikkah, it's Avshata. The Hifshit, the Nitach, then there's Arachel. If it's not the Hifshit, there's no Arachel. Mela, that's why you need a Pasuk. That's what the Gemara is saying. It must be, that's Hutas. And that's why it's not Bechal Hifshit. Oh, now that I know it's not Bechal Hifshit, now when I'm Arbe in Zvachim, the Karnayim, and I'm not limited to that. Okay, let's go on. So Tais over here, the bottom Tais is Mekamas Eresh Shekar Hutas Mechal the Shechita Menat Saba. Tais says the Osa Haytana El Amute is Navoi. Avakat Leadinon Imenat Saba Imenayir. Right? Like Tais before, if you remember, learned that what was Rav Kana? What was Rav Kana's Tana Tameich? What was the Tameich? Tais said Tameich. You know, do you think I'm learning out from Shachat? Or you think I'm, Rav Yemer said, you think I'm learning out from Zavachta, right? That's Shechita Menat Tzavar. We have Hochmash Mezina, Elamai, Avada. Hochmash is also including that. Where do I know? What's my whole question? Where's Menat Tzavar or Menayr? That was the whole Pitaisis. Now, and that's what we brought down, Gistra. That the Pasuk is telling me not to do Gistra, meaning not to do it from Mafrekes, rather from the front. Taisa says, that's the Gemara before. So according to that, in our Gemara, all we see is Hutas. Right? However we get there. We just spent a long time figuring out how we got to the Hutas. Fine, we got there. We know it's Hutas. Chopped off. But how do you know from where? And our Gemara does not tell me where we know that it's from the front, not from the back. Here we have no clue. Theoretically, it could be from the back. So where do you know it? I don't know. I don't know if he ties this. According to this Mandamar, where do we know that it's from the front, not from the back. So the Gemara lands other chesbainis, but those same chesbainis already tell you that, you know, the samanim too. Tell you the, you know, manim shach. If you have to bring another pasuk, like the sugi later, then we don't need this pasuk. So I'm really stuck, right? According to our Gemara, according to his argument on the bottom, only is a very limited drasha. All it tells me is it has to be in the head. You chop the head off, and not the tail, and not the ear, and not the nose, and not who knows what. Yeah? It does. So but how do we know from which side? Not from here. So where do we know it from? Yep, sure. What?
No, I'm just saying, what are Rashi, what's Rashi going
on? What?
What's Rashi? Does Rashi have to do with this?
Does Rashi have to do with this?
And Rashi, the whole city was talking about Goron, right?
Fine.
So what? Like
how
would Rashi
learn?
How are you
going to
get
it? I don't know, because that's a good
book. I mean, Rashi says it's 12 points to be seen right now.
What?
Rashi says it's 12 points to be seen.
Oh, what?
No,
we're not going to high time Eisla Hachi. What do you mean? I'm Eisla McCroyd, Leil. I'm a Gemara. I will tell the Teres Kain, the Maisla Malka. No halakha machine, we're not going to halakha machine.
If you're not Malka, don't you have a problem of soul if you kind of Mafreka first? Can you use it, or if don't you go to the Mafreka as well?
How do we know? How do we know it's a problem? It's only a problem. It's only a problem if it's. It's only a problem if it's a problem. Why is it possible? No. If it's possible, if you're supposed to do it from there, just like Malika is kosher, the Shkid is also kosher. Teres says that we don't know. We see you have to chop the head off. Can we see?
Yeah.
What's called chopping head off? From the front or the back, we don't know.
We don't,
it's al atzad that's from the back, then it's not absurd. You're coming.
Right, so I'm saying, so the this side we don't have the love function machine that teaches you the absurd, right?
Correct.
Right, that's
Rash says. So we don't know. So where do we know? No, the five psalm are not telling you where the shepherd from either. The front or the back.
No, but then the cause, I mean, if you have the five psalm, then.
What about the drasa? The drasa, the hadrama, you're not doing all that by cutting it from the back. The five psalm don't passel cutting from the back.
What do you learn about the psalm knife? The knife has to be like shalom or whatever.
What does that do with us?
No, so even if you cut it to the back.
What does that do with anything?
Because when we're frag, it wouldn't work to cut it.
Why not?
Because the knife might.
Why not? It might. So we'll check it afterwards and we'll see that it did it. Okay? That's what we're worried about. The Gima.
Yeah.
It's a very sharp knife. You're very careful. And you didn't do it. We'll check the knife. If the knife has a pagan, we'll say maybe it was already possible. But if the knife doesn't have a pagan, is it kosher?
Yeah.
Okay, so but it's not true. It's not kosher. The ma'isa.
Right.
Okay, so Tez wants to know, where do we know that? Tez says, we don't know that from here. Right. I'm asking, where do we know it from? And according to this, my dog. Tez like, tells you very nice, and we don't know it from here. But he doesn't give you time of day. Where do you know it from? Okay? Now,
which one?
Bottom Tyson's. October? Yeah. Okay, fine. Let's, we're milling his bias over here. Okay, we finished, was the gate to the bias. Yeah? Okay. Now, Tamalayman, where are we? Matan Apostle Barosh Upadr. Messiah Barosh Shoy Pidroy. Hakamam. Nine rabbis and roish shakahutas. Tamloim as a roish as a pader. Roish a pidroi lomali. Mboyalel kasanya. So why talk do you need roish a pidroi? Says Rashi. Farchina. I mean, Rabbeim the Rashi right. But Mechlal the Shchidim Natzaber dilav hachim my hutas. Right. Rashi says. Natzaber dilav hachim. How to get chopped off? The obvious question is maybe do it from the back, right? And Rashi, like Hilu, attempts to answer it, right? If you're not from the Minotaur, then how is it cut? Barchinon, Tana Pasach, Hiroish, Pader. Loma Nemes, Hiroish, Vesa Pader. Vesim, Hiroish, and Pidra. The Kama Tamuda, the Kamar, Tamalaymas, Hiroish, and Vesa Pidra, Vara. Make up your mind. Which Pasach are you talking about? Akasin, Hiroish, Pidra, Roy, Lagasan. Welcome, Messiah, Tana. Le Masnite. That Rashi Pidra is telling me something else. What's telling me? Sanya, Menayin the Raya Shabbat, the Shekhar Mechal and Esach, and Amoim, and S, Raya Shabbat, and Esach, and Raya Barach. Okay, fine. That's why we need to write a picture. Part of the comment, the cost of money, I believe. By Leil Chasanya, the Rashi, Mishlam, and Roish, it's a Lerbuya, Mishum Shekhar Hutas. Why we need the part? Why you need to tell me the fact? Talking about the Roish. That's the Chiddush. That we know. But once we, you know, the second says Roish Pidre that comes first, but you be makar the fact. So what do we need to know more? Why need another pasuk for that? Gemara, by Leil Chasanya, Ketz, Roish, Chayv, Ezer, Pater, Albeis, Ashchitim, Aleyu, Zero der Kavod Shalmaim. Shash der Kavod Shemakri Varosh Chayfa Podom Al Mokam Chtach Nation Luch Vadam. This way you make it nice and clean. You have the fat covering the base of Chita Alts of Gvaldik, and that's why we need extra word Pod. Look more right. Naitan and Maislam Mach. Sanya. Zois Teres Abayma. Vaif. The end of the parasha of kosher animals. So the Torah sums it all up. Zoyis Torah Sabahema, Vaiv, Chonef Shechaya, Rimesis, Vamayim, Vamoyim, Chonef Shretz Alaris. This is the whole thing. Right, Gemara, so there's a heckish between Behema, Toiras, Oif, Behema, Vaiv. There's a heckish between Behema and Oif in the Alachis. Kibayza Torah, Shofsa, Behema, Loif, Vaiv, La Behema, Behema, Matam, Vamaga, Vamasa, Oif, and Matam, Vamaga, Masa. Says Rash. If you want to tell me the Gabi Tumma, the Halachah are very different. Says Rash. That's why the Gemara would have happened in Tumma Tumma. It says, the Chsiv, everyone don't know where to say it. Okay, it says it. The Tumma Ba. Okay, so oif, yes. Oif, we have a pasuk that tells us nevelo treifa lo yoichal l'tama ba. It says aide achila nivas oif tar aide achila. Last week's parasha, yeah, l'tama ba. So the only tuma is if you eat. Nivlavs, oif tar is only if you touch it, you carry it, nothing. Only if you eat it. Behemen im tamme beis ablia. In tochle chaveira, you didn't touch it. San yachte nivlavs behema. Mit tamme beis ablia, tam loim lo yoichel tamme. Mish ein loi lo tumme el der chachila. Then, which nivlavs oif tar, nivlavs behema tar, yod zuzush yesh tumme vakari mishich lenu. And therefore, it's not metama, it's only metama be it's mitama be magamasa, but not be achila. In other words, and if someone, I normally when you eat something you touch it. There's no in the case where a guy slipped it down your throat, and the maga based storm is not called maga. So no maga, just achila. There's no achila. Elamai, so it can't be the gabi tuma because the halacha is very different. This is magamasa. This is eating. This is Mtama, Oif is Mtama, even the big gun that you're wearing when you eat it, Behemanat, there's no Shaykh is the Gabi Tum. So what's the heck in the Torah's Behem Oif? Look, the Mar Elamai, what's the Gabi Shechita? Lehem Lechama Behem Beshechita, Af Oif Beshechita. Okay? Imah Lahal and Roif Shnai, Af Kan Roif Shnai. How do we know that Oif is enough one? For learning out from Behema. Says Rashi, where do we know Behema from? We know Behema is two. Says, we know Behema is two. What does Rashi say?
He says,
Medez Shechleel, Rabbi Zerosh, Shechlar Hutas, Dibi Simanecha, Laf Hutas Karilei. So our second, the Gemara right before, the Gemara before says, that where do we know that Tanis that we know from that Tzavar is from the fact it says Hutas. If you're just cutting one simon, that's not called hutaz. That's not called the head is chopped off. Both simon are cut. Then we say it could be considered that the head is chopped off because that's the chiyuv. Just one simon, a behema, not called chopped off. Elamai from the Gemara, you know, our Gemara here is working with the Gemara before. It would seem.
So why does it show it?
Okay. The way we know two is from the Gemara before. But But like I said, we don't know from the front or the back. Now we're going to try to figure out now. Okay? Let's see. Okay, so now, so maybe Oif needs two. The Gemara says, Shnei Zois. Zois is a miyut. So Zois, Peres, a behema. Okay? So Dafka is a behema, needs two. But Oif is a hekesh that you need Shechita. You need some on him. But Zois is Mamayit that you don't need two. That's Tanakam. Reb Lezer Omer. Behez a Torah. Shops a behema Oif. So we go for Karet. Yeah? Okay, says Rashi. Say Rashi tells me the controversial answer. What are we learning out? Which oif are we talking about? Not talking about shechitas oif. We don't know. We don't know shechitas oif. We don't know shechitas oif. It's not given. The coin town come and we know shechitas behema from the pasuk before. From Hutas. But, says Rashi, we don't know Shechitas Oif. How can we know Shechitas Behem Shechitas Oif? We don't know Shechitas Oif yet. Elamai, what do we know about Oif? Malika. So we're learning out from Malika's Oif to Shechitas Behem.
So then, why the Gemara says Tavar? Rashi says it's the front.
What?
Because it's from the ground.
Ma Oif Hashem in a Tavar, Malika says. So here, Tavar at this point doesn't mean. Tzavar means the general neck. It's true. It's a little bit awkward because the whole time Rashi Tzavar is Rashi in the beginning says Tzavar is Garen. Yeah. Abayim Hashem and Tzavar Shitasai. And the Marleil and the Marim Tan the Ma'aslam Ha'afa. This is where we learn out. It has to be on the neck area, shall we call it? Okay. Oh, so 1 second. Somebody Ma'al Ha'alan Mulayrif Avkan Mulayrif. Okay. We learn out from Malika over there. Malika has to be in the back. Okay? Says Rashi. Zayis my overlay. Kiyun the oif. Lab man. No. No, fine. So we learn out. Fine. Tells me. Malgas Raisha, he tells me that Dafka Malika is in the Eirif and not the Behem. Nothing more as Kunya Blaz or High Zoys Mabilay. He loves Zoys, have me in my Oib is Simon Echot. I pay him a Simon Echot because Rechman is Zoys. The Dafka Oib is one Simon and not the Zoys going to Oib. Dafka Oib is one Simon, not Behem. Says Raja Zoys Mabilay. Keep the Oib, Lam, and Behem Yalif. El Behem Oif. What's being Mamayit? Simenecha, the Chsib. Oh, Bechatas, Leyabdil. Listen, Rabbi said, what's going on in this Rashi here? The Chsib, Bechatas, Leyabdil. Zois Mayit, Shloy Lechol Dvarim Hukshu El Dabrach. Okay, so that's the source of the Shmaitz over here. Now, first of all, I want to ask you a question. The Rashi we just read. Rashi says, where do we know Simenecha? Yes, ma oif simen echad, abeim is simen echad. Yeah, says Rashi. Why is oif simen echad? What does Rashi say? By chatas, it says lo yavdil. I don't understand. But oilas oif, you do need two simon. So why would we makish oif to behema? Of chatas oif, maybe we should makish oilas oif. Huh? What's the answer? Why not?
Why yes?
Think. Why yes? You got a brain. Why yes? Huh? Why are we makish the chatas oif? Other oif needs two. Other oif needs two. We have a hekesh the oif to behema, just like oif needs oif and shechita, so behema too. So we say, what?
Wait.
You just bringing up that question about eating, that's a terrible question, and we're going to talk about that. Okay? No, I mean terrible, not terrible. It's very. You're opening up a can of worms over here with that question. We'll talk about that. The fact that Malika he can't eat it, but either way, I mean, Chatzah if you do it. Oh, that's he's saying. Okay. What? What are you saying?
Chatzah if you eat.
Ah, so you don't live because other stuff you don't eat. That's what you're saying? Because then I really don't eat it. What does that do to the Shechita? The Shechita, that's not the difference in the Shechita. So, Pashim Shat, Rabbi Yisai. Pashim Shat, Rabbi Yisai. If the... What?
What?
No, Oilas Oif needs two.
Right.
So why don't we learn out from Oilas Oif, they need two. Why are we saying... We're learning out from Oif, Behema, right, and Marakash. Not for the Zeus, I would say that all you need is one. I'm asking why, because we learn from Oif is Chat, how do you learn from Chatzai? Why learn from Oilas? The Chayat Eretz is Pashut, okay, by say that from Chat, by say you see the Chat, from Chat is Oif, we see that one's enough. Because if Oif needs two, yeah, mitzad the shechita, mitzad dine shechita of the oif, yeah, you need two. Then chatas oif would need two also. What do you think of loyav? What do you call the loyav though? Yeah, Moshe. What is the etzem shechita? Yeah, if the etzem shechita, we see from oilas oif. We want to learn from oilas oif. Oilas oif, you need two. So if it means that shechita's oif needs two. If that's what we're trying to say, yeah, then how does it work by chatas? How does it work by chatas? Why is chatas life enough one? You need two. That's from shechita by if it's two. So how does it work by chatas? Elamai, akarcha fakir. Adrab from chatas life we see that all you need is one. Yeah, you see that mitzad dine shechita of the carbon, one's enough. Yeah, elamai. So why is Oif need two? So what does Rashi Chafal from Bay say? Havdalah. It's not Shechita. We have Chatas Oif needs one. He can't do it. Oilas Oif needs two. He can't just do one. So now, if I want to learn out to Behema, right? So Kash was, Rashi said, learn out from Chatas Oif. I want to learn out from Oilas Oif. The answer is, because Al Karkach, Oilas Oif, they need two, is not midine shechita, which is what I'm trying to learn out of the Behema. Because if it was dine shechita, it says that dine shechita wife needs two, then the chatas oif also need two. Elamai fakar. I see from chatas oif that midine shechita's oif, one simon is enough. Yitzvi, one simon is enough. I ask myself, so why does oil's oif need two? Teret says that's midine abdallah, that's not midine shechita. Like Rashi told the Kabbalah from the base. Right? The second simon is not shechita, and that's why the dilchat chiyuv is only rabbanan. We said, not the raisa. It doesn't have a tarish shechita. One second, and that's why I have to do it. That's a separate din. The carbon needs havdalah. Yeah, but mitzad the shechita shabai, which is what I'm trying to copy and paste to behema. Mitzad the shechita that the makar. Yeah, the thing I want to learn from is chatas oif, not oilas oif.
We don't know that.
By Chatzai, we see it clearly. Right? We see it from Chatzai.
Rashi
said.
Actually,
the Tana didn't know the Rashi. You know, Rashi already said. Rashi only said it after all this. But the place to learn out from is Chatzai. It's Chatzai. That's where you see it. You don't see it in other side. Maybe other side is we need to. He can't learn out from other side and say, oh, we're Achmed Chacham, and I know that one is this, one is that. Where do we see it? We see it from Chat Desire. So we learn out from Chat Desire.
So what was the happening?
That's the Pashtun Rashi.
What's the happening over here, Derek? So that you need two in a bird.
Wait a minute, who's happening now?
We're showing you, whatever.
Again, Rashi, we said, is only Rabban.
Right, right.
So what do you want?
Point Rashi fits, but I'm saying other, like the
Rambam?
Yeah, whatever.
It's not a half minute, it's Maskana. So you want to have Rambam going on our Gemara?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to figure it out. No, we'll have to work it out. Right, I'm going to Rashi. Now.
That fits with the drasha we said of that it goes between the Dag and the Behema.
That's the next Gemara, what?
Like, Mikairas, teres oil, the shchid it's one. I don't see that the oil I need too, but.
Yeah. What? Then we said that to answer Stir Rashi. Okay, that's Pasha Pshat in this Rashi over here. Now, I have another question, which I thought that maybe Jones was raising. And that is Rabbi Isai. There's a big discussion. Not crying in Bikr. Yeah? What is the gather of Malicha? Yeah? You may be touched upon it. Is the get of Malika's oif? Yeah? Is it Nevela? But the Torah is not Nevela? Yeah? Or, wait a second, no. Malika's oif! That was Eshtalos. Malika's oif. Yeah? Wait a second, no. If you shecht an animal, yeah, from the mefrekes, yeah, what is it? Take a knife,
possible,
and chop its head off from the back. It's possible, available. Yeah, if you do malika's oif. That's the way you do malika. Okay, so is it and chatas oif? You kind of eat it. So what's the pshat? Is the pshat that's takan avela? Takan avela. Or Trefo, we'll see. But the Torah says, matter it. Yeah? Or no. Pshat is that by Kachim, yeah, by Kachim, that's enough. The Shechita of Kachim, you could even do, this, for Kachim, this part of the Shechita. So male is not, it's not an Nevela. There's Malika, the Torah is Malika. Malika is not an Nevela. For chulin you need shechita. For kachim you need malika. This is malika. Yeah. Here you can say with Moshe this morning, kachim mafrekis is part of it.
Finally.
Yeah. Kachim mafrekis is part of it. Why? Because that's what malika is. That's the shechita of kachim. The shechita of kachim is malika. So and it has to be mulayre. Yeah. So. Cutting through the mefrekes, that's part of the shechita of kachim. Well, it's not nevela, because that just like Rashi says, right? When you cut the veshet, yeah, you cut the veshet. I made a trefa, right? Says Rashi, no, it's silly, right? Because it's all part of shechita, right? Okay, so it's gotta be kachim. That's shechita of kachim, yeah, or no? It's not a nevela. Because you went through mafrekas, you broke mafrekas first. It's not going to avail, or maybe the tray, we'll see. Yeah, but the Torah is matter. Okay? What? Is there enough
Kamina?
Huh?
Terrible.
The other way. The other terrible. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Kamina is not eating it, so it's not. Not eating it.
You are eating it.
The
kind of eating. No, the question is, was the Torah matter nevela for them, or it's not nevela? Okay?
Yeah.
The Nachmina Grada might be if he's Yisrael eats, let's say. Because the Oivin is nevela. Let's see. So like this. There's a very big discussion about this, okay? The Stipler. The one that really, you know, takes the bull by the horns over here is Yosef Engel, and Essen der Eisa, Simon Al Perigimel. He brings a number of rice for this. What? Yosef Engel, Essen der Eisa. Okay? Kal Aleph, I believe it's Simon Gimel. So he's done. And I don't have time now to go through all the rice, but I want to, that's just the one main raya. Sorry, the main raya of Baisa, you have the most roughest piece. This is a very damning raya. But even though my Sakhari is an equally damning raya from a mission, not like that, so that's why I'm a little stuck over it. Then we get the argamar. The Gemara Menachos, that Memhei. Okay? Fascinating Gemara. Gemara brings down a pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk in Menachos, and Daf Hei. Gemara brings down a pasuk in Yecheskel. What does the pasuk in Yecheskel tell him? Kai Amar Hashem Elokim. It's actually three things. One of the Avtairas, which one? The Navi Cheska said, "Chol Nevelu Treifa Min Ha'Oifin Ha'Behema La'Yoich La'Kainim." Okay, Nevela. The Navi Cheska tells me, "Nevelu Treifa Min Ha'Oifin Ha'Behema La'Yoich La'Kainim." B'Chiddush, the Kain is not eating Nevelu or Treifa. Yeah, actually, this is the Barbanel. This week's parasha that says. Kain eats nevela and treifa is chayv misa. Barbanel. Here, the Navi Cheskel is telling me, oh, maybe that's good for what the Navi Cheskel will be telling him. Eric Kitzer. Navi Cheskel tells me, guess what, guys? Kainim may not eat nevela or treifa. Shkayach. Kain hudlo yachli, hayisrael achli. Yeah? On Rav Yechon, the parashat zol yos ledarsha. Rav Yechon Amar. Okay, you're right, we have no clue. We need a leo for this one. Ravina says, what? Ravina, so what's he telling me? What's the Chesed telling me?
The Kohen can't eat it, for sure the Yisrael can't.
We know that from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says the Jew can't eat it.
Yeah.
So why does Navi Chesed tell me, Grace Chedushim, get off that? Guys, everybody say, have a Chedush. Guess what? Kainim can't eat Nevela, Shkaya. So Gemara, Ravina says, no, you don't need to offer this one. I'll tell you Pshat. It's a sad dachamina. Hoyle b'ishtri malika l'gabayu tishri nami nevela treifa. I would think, since the Torah is matter nevela, the Torah is matter malika, right? The Torah is matter malika. So man, I would think nevela treifa is also mutter for them. Kamashmoa, no. So now, so what's he saying? The Torah is matter malika. One second, the Torah is matter malika. That means the chayra malika is nevela. Well, what's the chiddush that the Torah is mat the malika? Malika shchita. The shchita of kachim is malika. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Elamal chayr. It's mukhan is gemara. That malika is bad sam. It's not a shchita. Elamal Torah is matter. Torah is matter. The veil. The current thing. So I might think maybe only veil is mutter. Mashmo no. Dafka malika. Dafka achatas oif and not anything else. Midukisa. God is getting mad at me. Midukisa. Bukhar is there's often a Mishnah. I didn't see anyone that brings this down. They bring other eyes also. The Bukhar is a fairish Mishnah that the Malik is Machshir. Okay?
Where's the Mishnah?
The Zvachim Samatesim and Beis. There's a whole discussion. Shay is going to bring it down that Chavches. So it's good to know it anyway, Gabi. That is a discussion over here whether if you shech molak v'nimtza treifa, you do malik on a treifa, is it matar medein nevela? We all know that if you shech the treifa, then is it tamitamas nevela? No. What about shechting a bird, and what about doing malika on a bird? So Rameh says, "Kavachaymer im nivas behema shematama b'mago masa shatasa mataheres hare nivlas behema has a chumrus." So in our gemara, shematama b'mago masa, right? And if you didn't touch it, pick it up. It's suspended in the air because of you. It's tame. Still, we say that the shechita of the treifa is matar. Niblas oif shein matam magamasa. Treif a bird, you shech. We go two steps. Treif a bird, you shech. The banda, even though the treif, it's still matar in the day. Fine. Now, ma matzina b'shchita, shehi machshirasa lach. Listen to the words, Rabbi Yisai. Listen to the words. Ma matzina, says her mayor, b'shchitasa shehi machshirasa lachila umataheres Treifasai mitumasai, atmlikasai, shi machshirasai be'achila. Machshirasai be'achila, tetar treifa midei tumah. So, What does it seem to be saying over here? That the Malika, just like Shechit is Machshiras L'Achila, so too the Malika is Machshiras L'Achila, and therefore we can learn out even if it's a treif. L'Chayr, what do we see there Chagah from that Mishnah? Again, we declare Chakira. Is Malika's Chatas Oy? Is it Nevela? It's not 130, you can still listen. Is Malika's Chatas Oy? Is it... It's not machshir achila. It's not machshir. It's an avail. The Torah allows it to eat it.
Right.
It's not machshir. It's not the malika. Is it that kilu? That's the shechita of kachim. The male is not an avail or no? It's not an avail. But the Torah says it. The Torah says it. The Kohen is allowed to eat this type of avail. So from the mission over there, it's mashma that. That it's machshel lechila, meaning it's matter like shechita, it's like shechita. The malika is like shechita. The malika is machshel. If you hold that it's a veila, the malika is not machshel to lechila. It's not machshel lechila. It's a veila. The malika makes an veila. Adrav, the malika makes an veila. Torah says you want to eat a veila. Oh, linyanei. The back to our Gemara. The chayr from our Gemara, is in the Dhamma. Malika, learn out shechita from Malika. Yeah, and Rashi, we know one simon. Rashi is from Malika. You know, if you tell me that by Malika, yeah, Malika is not a shechita b'chal. Lagabe nevela. So then lechayra, just because it's a shechita lagabe kachim, chayra it's very shver. We're now to Behema, but we mamshuk tomorrow since it's ready at 1:30.
I don't get either of the
Either what?
Either of the Russians.